This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Alma Montez was in the virtual Rock County courtroom Wednesday. She is the preschool teacher accused in the case involving Young Tracks Early Childhood Learning Center. It's now closed. Montez attorney Stacy Marzak Grande said she received 405 items of discovery on Tuesday, and she wasn't sure what else would be coming in, so she asked for 30 days to go through it. The next court date for Montez is at 10:30 in the morning, April 30th, for a status conference. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed a wolf depredation of a dog in Jackson County on March 9th. No other details are being released, including whether it was a collared wolf with a GPS tracker or an uncollared wolf. There was another wolf depredation of a cow in Jackson County on February 5th, and that was from a wolf that was uncollared. The Jackson County producer in that case has submitted a claim of just over $2,100. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is offering $1 million in grants to help reduce human-bear conflicts in local communities. Apply on CPW's website before May 30th. The next informational meeting for the local regional transportation authorities tonight at 6 o'clock at the Hayden Town Council meeting. Officer Bobby Adler will also be officially sworn in to the Hayden Police Department. Two local students were recognized for their role with the local Civil Air Patrol. Graham Smith is a freshman at Sirocco High School. Lucas Froman is a freshman at Steamboat Springs High School. They were honored with the Brigadier General Billy Mitchell Award, meaning they've been promoted to a cadet officer.
This award means to me kind of just showing how much leadership potential that you have and having leadership and leading by example for those other cadets out there.
Just teaches me to lead every day in school and outside the squadron.
The local Civil Air Patrol is an auxiliary of the United States Air Force, and they meet every Tuesday evening. It is Ag Appreciation Week. You can find all the details at communityagalliance.org. Paramount Plus is returning to the base area of Steamboat Resort with their interactive experience, The Lodge. Tickets are free, but they ask that you reserve a spot this Friday through Tuesday. Information's on our website. The Steamboat Springs community celebrated the state champion hockey teams at House and Ice Arena Wednesday night. The boys won the 4A Chassis State High School Championships, and the Steamboat Stampede 19U girls team won the Colorado Girls Hockey League for the fourth time in 5 years. Their championship banners will proudly hang from the rafters at House and Ice Arena. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.